आनंद आनंदमय गान गोपाल कृष्ण हाउ आर फीलिंग हाउ डू सी दिस टेम्पल हरे कृष्ण
अविद्या मृत्युं सीता
విద్యాం ప్రతమస్మృతి విద్యాంక విద్యాంక జీదూ భయం సహ అవిద్యా మిత్రం సీత్యా విద్యామృతమస్మృతి విద్యా అమృతం అస్మృతి. కంపౌండెడ్ ఇదే విద్యామృతమస్మృతి. ఇంగ్లీష్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ విద్యాం చ విద్యాం చ జగత్ తద్ భీదో భయం సహ అవిద్యామృతం సీతా విద్యామృతమస్మృతే విద్యాం చ విద్యాం చ జగత్ తద్ భీదో భయం సహ అవిద్యామృతం సీతా విద్యా అమృతం అస్మృతి. ఓన్లీ వన్ హూ కెన్ లెర్న్ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ నిశాన్ అండ్ దట్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్ సైడ్ బై సైడ్ కెన్ ట్రాన్సెండ్ ది ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రిపీటెడ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ ది ఫుల్ బ్లెసింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇమ్మార్టల్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు లెర్న్. Knowledge means just that darkness and light. If we know this is darkness and this is light, that is perfect. If we simply know darkness or if we simply know light, that is not perfect. So, the living entity is called Tatastha Shakti, marginal. There are two sides. One is darkness, one is light. And the living entity is marginal potential, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. There are three pratitis, para, apara, two practices practically, but the living entity belongs to the superior energy, but because it is prone to fall down to the inferior energy, it is called marginal. So, there are two sides, just like the seesaw. Immediately land, immediately water, side by side. On the land you are safe. As soon as you are in the water, unsafe. So you are on the margin. Just like I was walking on the beach, so I was very careful so that the water may not come and wet my shoes. So we are a little bit careful. Side by side, there is. So one should have perfect knowledge that this is water, this is land. Because water means if you fall into the water, you are dead. And if you stand on the land, you are seated. Therefore, here he stated, Vidya Vidyansa Jastat Vidu Bhansa. One should know what is my secure place and what is my unsecure place. Because I am prone, I am not God. I am little, a spark. God has no such place. Either this land or this or water. He is controller of everything. but so far I am concerned, I am teeny, and I am part and parcel of God, I am teeny. Therefore I must know what is my secure place and what is my unsecure place. The unsecure place is Krishna, and unsecure place is Maya. So if you know what is Maya and what is Krishna, this knowledge, if there is perfect knowledge, then avidya mittin tritya vidya, I am in the new science, Maya now. Where is death? If we take birth and death, so if I become conversant, what is Krishna, then I become transcendental to this birth and death, mittun tisya vidya amritam asmite. Amritam means eternal life. We are eternal by nature. As God is eternal, we are also eternal living entities. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Najayate namyate va. These living entities, actually, they do not take birth or do not die. The birth and death is just like changing of this dress. Now in this dress, next moment I'll take out all this dress, I become naked body. So, birth and death, which is called birth and death, death means sleeping. Death is taking place every day, every night. When we sleep, that is death. But because the duration life continues, therefore we again come to consciousness and take up this body in the morning. But death, sleeping is also death. Sometimes one man dies, appears to be sleeping for 7 days, and all of a sudden it is seen that coma, it is called coma, no more breathing. So, death means sleeping of this body. As soon as this body becomes old enough, useless, somehow or other, then the soul does not come back again to this body, he expects another body, just like changing dress. Actually, if you take sleep as death, but death, that is all, as sleep is temporary, few hours. Similarly, this death means sleeping for few months, that's all. 7 months, right, or 10 months. Actually 7 months. The child in the womb of the mother sleeps unconscious. And when the body is made up, he has got his hands, legs, eyes, everything manufactured. Then consciousness comes back. And that time the child moves and desires to come out. Praise one who is advanced in his previous life. He understands, so I am again put into this condition. I did not utilize my life for Krishna consciousness, therefore I am again put into this condition. It is very risky. Don't try to go again into the womb of the mother. It is very, I mean, it's a distressful factor. We all forget this. Sometimes the child is killed by the modern civilization. The most sinful child does not see the light. It is being killed from one womb to another womb. You see, those who are killing this, using these pills, They will be put into that womb and they will never see light. And from womb to womb they will be transferred. Horrible light. Ghostly light. So, these are new signs. People do not know. And they are advancing and civilized. What nonsense civilization you have got? Try to understand this Vedic knowledge. Then your life will be successful. Otherwise, if you remain in the darkness, then this human form, and this human form of life is important. Why? This book is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs and animals. This is Upanishad, this Vedic knowledge, this Krishna consciousness movement, it is meant for human beings. So if we do not take advantage of this knowledge and keep ourselves in the darkness of animal life, then you are doomed. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.